hello there, friends, family, foes, men, women, children, undecided, non-binary, and traditionally Siamese. This is not the Jimmy Fallon, Jimmy Kimmel, Jimmy Ellen, or Jimmy Corden show. You're watching The Right Show. This podcast is also a vlogcast. You can watch it live, leave your comment, and boom, you become famous on the screen, seen by 10, 20,000 people. Some of these clips reach 1 million viewers, depending how popular it goes. Now, this is a post-Father's Day episode, so everybody put Happy Father's Day in the comment section to all those good fathers out there. We're going to talk about the good ones and the bad. Joe Biden can't talk. Fetterman can't talk. Beyonce dazzles in her Juneteenth dress. Dylan Mulvaney dazzles in his. And we laugh at two Kayvon comedy clips all in under an hour. You've come to the right place. The Right Show, a support group for normal people. If you leave a super chat on YouTube, it'll highlight your comment. We'll try to highlight you as a special thank you and also give you one of these. If you're on YouTube, that's a super chat. If you're on Facebook, it's stars. Same thing. And if you have none of the above, just go on GoFundMe.com/KayvonComedy. If you say, I hate GoFundMe, go on Venmo at KVON-KVON. Or Cash App with the $ Kayvon Comedy. What's up? Episode 115, we're doing it. YouTube subscribers are up from last week, 392,000. I'm trying for 500. Facebook, 225. Instagram, 129. And Tiki Talki. I'm also on Rumble. I'm also on Locals. I want to know in the comments, where do you live? Put it down. Because if I see enough of one city, I decide to go there. Or if I see a city that you're in, I might say, hey, I'm already coming to that city. Dry Bar Comedy does clean comedy specials. My first one has over 190 million views. If you add up all the little quick clips, and then the main special has 15 million. Okay. They decided to do another one. They said, Kayvon, we want you to do it again. What are you going to title it? I said, let's title it Say It Again.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the stage, Kayvon.
Thank you so much. There it is. So I did not show you the special. I'm not allowed by law to show you, but I showed you me saying, thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
If you want that, you go on the Dry Bar app. You type in code KVON. It'll be free for you. So you got to use the code KVON and then boom, say it again. Now, some of you are not able to go on the app. I don't know why. It's free. Go for it. But if you don't have the time, then like I said, I just got back from my live shows. Come find a city near you. It looks like this.
I looked it up, and by the year 2050, Latinos will be the number one population in the United States. Give it up for Latinos. Latinos, I want to be your top three favorite comedian by year 2050. Yeah. George Lopez, Gabriel Iglesias, and me, Kayvon. So you can call me cabrón. So I'm trying to think of some Latino jokes. It's very hard because there's so many good Mexican comedians, Latino comedians, but how can I come as a half Persian and just infiltrate? I already thought of some. Tell me if you like them. Latinos, what do you call a Latina transgender? Señorita. That'll be better in 2050. I'll work on it, okay? What do you call it when you suck a Latina's boobies too hard? Dos hickeys. What do you call a gay Mexican guy who keeps trying to hook up with your uncle? Tapatio. Am I ready for 2050 or what? Gracias.
Gracias, mi amigos. As you know, I study charts and science, and I try to weave that into my comedy. So you're seeing a demographically friendly Latino joke where I'm making fun of myself in it. Oh yeah. Now, I did have one fan say, I'm no longer going to follow you anymore because you said Latinos will be the number one population in 2050. How dare you? If that's how sensitive you are to my comedy, then I like to say, adios! Please be at one of the live shows. You never know what's going to happen next. Here we go. Las Vegas. If any of these cities ring a bell, just go on my website, KayvonComedy.com. Get your tickets. Laughlin, Minneapolis, Phoenix, Austin, Dallas, Mondovi, Wisconsin, Irvine, then a private party. So if you have a private party, you want me to come, hit me up. It's on kvoncomedy.com. We'll make it happen. That's weddings, charity events, and of course, birthdays. All right. San Diego, Vancouver, Raleigh, St. Louis, Indianapolis, and Edmonton, Canada. All that and more can be found on my website. Now let's get down with OPP and the TRS Live. Yeah, you know me. As you may or may not know, it was not just Father's Day. It was also a brand new holiday they just made up called Juneteenth. Juneteenth is a day that they've shut down the banks. The mailman didn't show up. I was completely shocked because Juneteenth, if it weren't for a mailman, wouldn't even happen. What it was I guess in Texas, that's how long it took somebody to, you know, ride a horse all the way to Texas, a Pony Express, and let the slaves of Texas know that you've been free for over a year and a half. Okay, so be it. And we already have a day of freedom called the 4th of July, so we could have just celebrated that one and just make it a really free day, like freedom for everybody, 4th. But they're trying to divide by adding new days, new holidays, and that wasn't even a major day. It was kind of like a local Texas holiday that they kept pushing and pushing to make important. So with that said, obviously, you know, the United States of America is not for slavery. We really haven't been slave associated for hundreds of years, and they've had slavery still in Africa today. They have it in the Middle East. They have child trafficking and child slavery still happening in the Mexico border and bringing them here. The Democrats are not fighting to end that. And they had slavery in Brazil long after America ended it. But they don't have the same problems complaining about it as we do here in the United States. So somebody is using our past to try to divide us instead of look to our future. I wonder why. So with that said, I thought this was a very funny news title and a headline. It said, Beyonce celebrates Juneteenth by sizzling in a bright red dress, dripping in rhinestones and other pieces from black designers during a concert tour stop in Amsterdam. So let's just let that all sink in for a second. Beyonce celebrates Juneteenth. Now, Juneteenth to me wouldn't really be a celebratory day. It would almost be kind of a sad day that these people didn't know they were free a year and a half ago and were still being treated as slaves. So she's celebrating it instead of maybe honoring the day. And she's not celebrating it by giving back to like poor people or poor black people or maybe black people who don't know that how to use the internet. You know, that would kind of be in the same theme of Juneteenth. She celebrates the holiday by wearing a sizzling bright red dress dripping in rhinestones. So nothing can really show us how far we've come from slavery than a billionaire actress, superstar, R&B singer who has never been a slave. She is not a victim. She's never experienced racism in her life. The fact that she's an amazing half black or maybe 80% black singer has only been to her great, great applause. People are so excited. She got in the movie as a love interest of Austin Powers 20 years ago. So I don't think her color has really stopped our generation at all from admiring her, giving her our money, buying tickets to see her. She's married to another billionaire black person. And she's celebrating in Amsterdam, of all places. Not exactly in Texas, in a small adobe hut where like a guy rides in on a horse and reenacts her opening the door and finding out she's free. So let me know what you think. Should we be celebrating Juneteenth or should we put it in the past, way in the past where it belongs and still go to work? I want your comments. And I'll be reading all of them. We'll see what you say. I might be called a bigoted, Islamophobic, xenophobic, sexist, racist, just for what I've said so far. This poor white woman is actually black, but she gets none of the credit that Barack Obama did. Now, we know there is not racism in the United States of America. If you're half black, that's applauded, and it's promoted as to why you should vote for this person. In fact, Barack Obama is always proud to talk about his black heritage and was not going on and on the Democrat way about being white. Well, this woman has the opposite problem and she's getting hated on. Take a look.
I'm half black. My biological father is African American. I'm going to break it down for you because I know what you're thinking. This girl is insane. There's no way. She has green eyes, very light skin, and blonde hair. Like, there's no way. Growing up as a kid, I always got, "That's your stepdad, you must be adopted." This video is honestly for educational purposes, to just let you know, like, people can look like me and be mixed. So let me break it down and show you my parents. Alrighty, here is me and my dad. This is my dad, his name is Lance. Here's another photo, it's kind of blurry, but yes, he raised me my entire life from when I came out the womb. Here is another photo of us when I was younger. And this is my mom, so I definitely took after, like, her skin tone, her hair. I'm looking like a weird-ass little baby in this pic, but this is my mom, again. Here is her when she was in her teenage years.
There you have it. The poor girl every single day has to explain to people how she's actually half black. They don't want to hear it because the radical left doesn't care what you are. They want to know what you look like. They're never going to make her president and say, "Look, we have a half black president." They're going to be like, "Get that stupid white lady out of it. It is not her time. It is our time to shine," and so forth. So I feel bad for her every day. She had to make a TikTok video. It is going viral where she is proving that she is half black. But I guarantee one thing, if she says the N-word, please put in the comments what you think might happen to her. I'm curious what you have to say. Instead of talking about Juneteenth and how sad it was, why don't we talk about the 15 most dangerous cities in the United States currently? So I don't care what happened in the year, I don't know, 1895 or whatever this Juneteenth was all about, because the reason is, today the most dangerous cities in the world are, let's read them together, St. Louis, Mobile, Alabama, Birmingham, Alabama, Baltimore, Maryland, Memphis, Tennessee, Detroit, Cleveland, New Orleans, Shreveport, Baton Rouge, Little Rock, Oakland, Milwaukee, Kansas, and Philadelphia. All right. So the question is, who is doing a majority of the crime in all of these places to make them the 15 most dangerous cities in the world? If you think it's white supremacists, put that in the comments. If you think it is dark, dark white supremacists that shall not be named in order to keep a PC little veneer on this podcast, then put dark white supremacists. But you're not going to believe this. Ticketmaster is actually going to start charging you to stay home. Okay? This is a new fee they're implying. They're trying to get it passed right now. They want to charge you couch seating, stay home and do nothing, and that way they could pick up a fee, because they're finding that if people are scared of the 15 most dangerous cities in the world, there's a good chance they're going to stay home. Do you think Ticketmaster should be able to charge you for not going out to the local stadiums and the local theaters? Please put it in the comments. I can't wait to see. This is a great question I asked online, and this is a little meme action. And I got more responses to this than any meme I've posted in the last year. So I thought maybe I should share it with my podcast lovers. It goes a little something like this. Which girl would you take home? Now, Democrats, you have to be honest. You've been pitching that this is a young girl, and she's been a girl for over 367 days now. So now that you know that's a woman, and we must all address her as a woman, you have to pick the woman on the left or the woman on the right. Please put it in the comments. Let's see, Democrats, if you're being honest or if you're just trying to be PC. That's what I want to know. We'll find that out in the comments section. I can't wait to read. Happy Father's Day. It's a little belated, but we all know fathers are very important. In fact, any household that has a father who cares about where their son is and where their daughter is tends to have less crime, less dropouts, less pregnancy. So let's hear from an actual father and see what he has to say.
Convicted child offender Jack Reynolds did an interview where they asked him what sort of characteristics did he look for in a child before targeting them. And he said, more important than the characteristics of the child, he looked at the characteristics of the family. The first thing he mentioned was that if he perceived the father to be a threat, he stayed away. Which tells us a few things, dads. One, you better be a threat. But two, you better be present enough in your child's life to where they know you're a threat. And I would say it tells us one more thing that's very interesting. There's a lot of people right now that seem hell-bent to have sexual conversations with our children without our knowledge. Those are the same people telling us that the very things that make you a threat are manifestations of toxic masculinity. So maybe we shouldn't listen to those people.
You just heard from a father. And remember, dads, stay in the gym, maybe have your little Second Amendment going on, and be a threat so that people don't prey on your family. What do you think about that? That's why dads are important. You can vote in the comments if you think he's right or if he's just being an alpha male and blowing hot air. Can't wait to see what you have to say about that. A new question I was recently asked was, do men need to shower? Now, I want you to answer in the comments if you think men really need to shower. And the reason I say that is because science has taught us that men who don't shower and go straight to the nightclub after a workout tend to get more girls hanging on them, sitting in their lap, trying to get in their shirt, unzip the pants. They're going crazy over the natural smell, more than even a cologne or a fragrance. You know, many beautiful women are allergic to cologne. They say, oh my gosh, you use cologne? Now I can't do anything with you. I'll be sneezing all night. And it's hard to get turned on when the girl's sneezing and rubbing her nose. So instead of risking it with a cologne, why not go to the gym, get sweaty, and go straight out? Now, if you think this is a crazy thing I came up with, not exactly. I'm going to share with you a story from none other than Shaquille O'Neal about Dennis the Worm Rodman.
So we have to be there an hour before the game. He come in 50 minutes before the game, eating chicken and rice. Big ass plate of chicken and rice. While the coach is talking, he'll jump in the shower, cold shower, come give you 15 to 20 rebounds. After the game, don't take a shower and be in the club with girls that look like you.
Can't take a shower pill, dog.
No, he didn't. Yeah, he just put his clothes on and go. I went to one of his parties one time. I was like, what? I thought I was the king of the club, but I went to one of his parties. I ain't never seen nothing like that before.
So this man was out smelling like four quarters?
Yes.
Gosh. How do you go out after four quarters of basketball?
And they were all on top of him. He was kind of different, but you couldn't say nothing to him because the man gave you 20 rebounds. So
I don't know. You can
I
say
am
something.
Feeling that. You out here smelling like four quarters.
Yeah, no, he. Yeah, listen. When I tell you he had them all come out, everybody came out.
I am reading an article right here in Reuters, and it says, for women, nothing's like the smell of a man's sweat. They took hundreds of women and they hooked up sensors to their sexual arousal areas. They put sensors down there and on the nipples and their heart rate. And they put a towel with cologne across the woman's nose, and it had no reading. And then they did another cologne and another deodorant. And until they took a sweaty towel with men's secretions, then the nipples hardened and a whiff affected the woman's mood, and her sexual arousal and brain activation went off the charts. It is important to understand that her hormones took over. So it really tells us a lot of things can be triggered by the smell of a man's sweat. Now, they also said that not every man worked for every woman. So you have like a little Chinese guy and you rub it and maybe it made this girl go, ew, and the other girl goes, ooh, how can I get more of that to go, please? And then you took a black dude's sweat and put it across, and the woman's like, ooh, that nasty. And another girl's like, I like it. It smells like pumpkin spice. So this is what we have to find out. So for my next few shows, I am not going to shower at all, and we'll see who still likes me and who's saying, I'll go follow a different comedian. You're not my type. We are having a tizzy fit over my merchandise. Now, I made t-shirts about Vietnamese soup. I want to open my own Vietnamese restaurant. And I love pho so much that I came up with this special brand. Take a look at the ad and then order them on teespring.com/GOPHO. Go pho. It's not just t-shirts. We got all different kinds of items.
They shut down a lot of these restaurants. I was like, I have an idea for a Vietnamese restaurant. We'll make it a drive-through only Vietnamese restaurant. Drive-through only. You take the ingredients. You eat them at home. I already got the name picked out. Go pho yourself. Politicians like, you're non-essential. Go pho yourself. We open.
Vietnamese,
that's my favorite kind of Asian. You know why I like Vietnamese? Because the food is delicious. They have a soup. It's spelled P-H-O. You ever heard of that soup?
Yeah.
Yep. When I went there, first time, I go, can I try your pho? The lady's like, it's not pho, it's pho. Then I realized the name of her restaurant was hilarious. It was Good For You. I'm like, damn, that's funny, man. I'm like, this is good for me. That's good. But then I started looking for Vietnamese food all around the world. I went to Las Vegas. I kid you not, there's a lady there named Kim Long. So she opened her own restaurant and named it after herself. It's called Pho Kim Long. Accident? I don't know.
Pho yourself.
Hope you liked it. A lot of fun. Those shirts are selling like gangbusters. And nothing bust a gang up like a good country song. Now, this gentleman wrote a funny country song that I thought my fans would enjoy. I don't normally like country, but this guy, I watch his stage presence. I watch how he handled the crowd and the mic. I go, this guy's too good to just be some karaoke guy. Turns out he's a legend in country music. Take a look.
Check it out. Well, now, things are strange at my old alma mater. They're changing things that they might not order. You can just call me an old fuddy-duddy, I guess. But they threw out teaching the ABCs, added CRT and new biology, and you can't deny all the amazing progress, especially since Bubba changed his name to Charlene, went out and joined the girls' swimming team. Yeah, they won every race, broke every record in the state. So now we're making him homecoming queen. And since Bubba changed his name to Charlene, we're now seeing things not meant to be seen. No matter how you slice it, it's hard to keep his business private. Since Bubba's changed his name to Charlene and went out and joined the girls' swimming team. If we continue in this pursuit, we'll need to rethink those bathing suits. They've been getting skimpier for years, and that's got to stop. No more swimming suits by Christian Dior. That's just not going to work anymore. We need a lot more fabric at the bottom now than on the top. Since Bubba changed his name to Charlene, yeah, went out and joined the girls' swimming team. Well, they won every race, broke every record in the state. So now we're making him homecoming queen. The whole senior class is predominantly Caucasian, but this year they've decided to identify as Asian. It's not that they didn't want their white privilege anymore. They just all thought that it might help their SAT scores. And since Leroy changed his name to Louise, well, we win girls' wrestling championships with ease. Yeah, while it's a great step forward, costume failures can be awkward. Since Leroy changed his name to Louise and Bubba changed his name to Charlene, went out and joined that girls' swimming team. Yes, and we've won every race, broke every record in the state, and now we're making him homecoming queen. Since Bubba changed his name to Charlene. But you know, this is all working out pretty good. Why, my wife now identifies as my husband. So I bought her a new bass boat for her birthday. And she bought me that
diamond necklace she's always wanted. Hey, it's a win-win situation.
Hey, I hope you liked that country song. His voice is so great. His eyes have a certain kindness. And he's just kind of bobbing along. And it just works, man. I wish I knew that guy personally, because he could help write some amazing jokes. That'd be a great dynamic duo. All right. Speaking of people who are old and have a certain look in their eye, nobody has a stupider look in his eye than Joe Biden. Same age as that gentleman. Actually, that gentleman was older, but he just sang a song off the top of his head. Joe Biden can't even read basic English words off a teleprompter while he's pandering to the brand new radical left that he never cared about, but now he wants to be progressive as of the age of 82. Take a look.
My great honor to introduce the President of the United States, President Joe Biden.
Thank you, Secretary Buttigieg. Thank you all for being here. Please sit down.
I'm sorry, what? Did he just call him Pete Buttigieg?
I mean, sometimes a Freudian slip is totally accurate. He's got that booty juice leaking out. Now, the funny thing is when Joe Biden messes up, he just goes, please sit down. And it makes no sense why he's laughing. And he took forever to get to the podium. You can take a look at that one more time.
Thank you, Secretary Buttigieg. Thank you all for being here. Please sit down.
Everybody, please sit down. What's he laughing about? There was nothing funny there other than he messed up. He also calls them transgesters, which, you know, Dylan Mulvaney is kind of a laughing stock, giggling, running around, falling down, slipping. Oh my gosh, what am I doing? He is indeed a transgester. Take a look.
As Commander-in-Chief, I was proud to have ended the ban on transgender Americans, transgender Americans serving in the United States military.
Transgester Americans.
Transgender Americans.
The laughing stock of the court. If you thought that was bad, Fetterman, who's another Democrat higher up, senator in Pennsylvania. This is who Pennsylvania chose to be the number one leader of their state, right up there with Joe Biden as their president, who also comes from Scranton, Pennsylvania. So here's the dynamic duo. You might just call this Dumb and Dumber Part 4.
And now I'm standing next to the president again, next to a collapsed bridge here. And he is here to commit to work with the governor and the delegation to make sure that we get this fixed quick, fast as well, too. This is a president that is committed to infrastructure. Yeah, and then on top of that, the jewel law of the infrastructure bill that is going to make sure that there's going to be bridges all across like this, all across the America getting rebuilt.
All right. God save the Queen, man.
And he walks off the wrong way. You can see security going this way, this way. We talked about it. He runs the other way like a child with his diaper full. I'm not going home to mama. I was trying to think of it. If Joe Biden and Fetterman were a car, which car would it be? I think it would be this one. Yes, a Beetle with its nose shoved up its rear end and totally worthless. All right, now we always end our show with something fun. If you want to laugh and have a good time and enjoy yourself, then you can order the Essential Comedy Special. We've been selling these like crazy. It's just a link we send to you. You can watch it from your phone, your laptop, your smart TV, or any device you have. Now, I'm not going to ask you just to buy the Essential Comedy Special. We spent a lot of money. We made it look good, better than anything on Netflix. But here is a sneak peek to see if you want to support comedy, independent comedians, and order this special. I think you'll like it. Take a look. Everybody equally, because that's how you know everyone's equal, if we can all take a joke. And I think I've made fun of everybody. I've been a victim in my life, and you just got to roll with the punches. I'll tell you the last time I was a victim, and watch how you won't even care. Because if it happens to a guy, a lot of times society goes, whatever, figure it out, dude. As a straight white guy, no one's going to help you at all. I went to a hair salon once in a new town,
check this out. You're not even going to care what happened to me, but I'm a victim. Watch. I'm a victim. I went to a hair salon in a new town, never been. I had a comedy show that night. I said, can you cut my hair because I got a show tonight? And the lady was like, sir, we don't do men's hair here. Isn't that gender discrimination? I had money. I needed a haircut. She's like, go somewhere else. We don't cut men's hair here. And no one's going to, like, support me. Like, this isn't going to the Supreme Court anytime soon, you know? There's no lawyer like, I'll take that case. No, I had to just go somewhere else and just shut up, right? Like, some of you are like, why are you even telling us now? I know. But when I got to the door, I stuck up for myself. I turned around. I go, would you have cut a lesbian's hair? They're like, yes. I'm like, well, that's the same haircut I was going for. Felt good. Stick up for yourself. You got to do that sometimes.
That's right. I want to see that Supreme Court case. Kayvon versus the people of the United States and supercuts and great clips. Meeting adjourned. All right, folks, thank you for watching the Right Show podcast. All of your comments are coming in here. And Kayvon, it was your toxic masculinity that made them not want to cut your hair. It was too intimidating. All right, that's fine. If that's the case, then don't cut my hair. I'll go wild with it. Folks, thank you for tuning in to the Right Show podcast. We have so many people watching this now, especially when we cut it into little clips and share it, that other networks and production companies are saying, hey, would you want to join us? Would you want to come under our umbrella and continue doing your show? So that would be like taking this show and giving a steroid boost and coming back like, yeah, we are bigger than ever. This is what we're going to do now. Yeah, give it the biggest boost it's ever had. So therefore, you might see the Right Show getting bigger and bigger in the months to come. But until then, share it with your friends. Post. Give it 5 stars on a podcast subscription service that you use. Because we tell truth through comedy. We're waking America up with laughter. And if you want to order the new comedy special, go on kayvoncomedy.com. Under the shop. That's where it is. That's where I'll be, and I'll see you on tour. Get a ticket, bring your friends, and get ready to laugh. Thanks for watching. We'll see you next week. Thank you.